Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you don't like all the people for the World Cup, rent your place and leave for a month. It won't be a month. I mean, there'll only be a couple games here.
I'll just not show up at work for a month.
Yeah.
While a massive event's happening in my city. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like it when big events are here. I think it would be cool. I'm pretty sure one of the two cities out of Dallas and Houston is a lock.
Like, I know it's great for the economy when things like that happen, but let's face it, I'm selfish. I don't like that. I don't like all those people coming here.
If I created a game for you that plays into your football or basketball or baseball expertise, and you could, for a $20 or $50 in total, have a chance to win big money based on how you play it, that will be an exciting play for you.
Guys, good news. Mike Francesa is creating Daily Fantasy.
What the hell? What the hell is he even talking about? Was he even sober there?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow. With a zero. Add Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. A lot of sports, had a lot of talk about the lineup. And so we're going to move on from that and just be non-sportsy for the next hour. Because SportsMap 94.1 has already been listening to us. So I don't feel like we have to do anything special for them. Because they've had us for 2 hours. So let's see what else we've got. I have some other Game of Thrones news for you. And it involves your buddy George R.R. Martin.
Okay.
Apparently, you know, we talked the other day about how there's going to be a prequel, and John gave us a lot of details about it. Well, apparently, according to George R.R. Martin, they have as many as four spinoffs
in the works.
Now, he apparently put the kibosh on one.
Okay.
Which is good. I'd like him to put the kibosh on two or three, but
the kibosh on the Iron Islands?
He didn't. That is, I'm sure they have some important role in the in season eight, but that is one of the worst storylines, I think, is the whole Iron Islands thing. But how many spinoffs do we really need?
I think that a lot of people saw the success of Better Call Saul, and they're hoping that they can catch some of that magic. But you know what? And God, I might be wrong, but isn't the spinoff from Sons of Anarchy on the air?
No, it's not on the air yet. I think it's still in the works.
Okay.
But I have zero interest in that.
I've got zero interest in it. I don't care about it.
Well, apparently there's three in active development. One of them has been killed off.
Okay.
So I think you got to be careful with that. I think there's some characters that would work. Like, I always thought that on Longmire, the Native American sheriff, Matthias, I thought that would be a kind of cool spinoff.
Yeah.
But apparently Longmire wasn't popular enough for that to
work.
And I guess the reason I bring that up is because he was featured on Westworld this week and was really good. And this is the first one that I don't want to say I liked it. I just didn't hate it because I thought he was really good, and it was mostly him for the whole episode.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I don't know why the hell I'm still watching Westworld. If there's anybody out there that can tell me why I'm still watching it, because it's just totally set up to be exactly what we said at the beginning. Okay, I've got to stop for a second.
Spoiler alert.
There's WNBA on my damn TV in here. What the hell? There's like Washington and Connecticut. This has got to stop. There's got to be some obscure baseball game on, or poker, or esports, anything. But no, it's the whole thing, and I'm not going to spoil anything with it, but it's just set up where this whole timeline, you can't even figure out what's going on. Even if you're stoned, you can't figure it out. And at the end, it's supposed to all. I hate that. I don't want to watch an entire season just to have the last episode tell me what the whole season was about. And there's been some good acting in it, and there's been some good scenes. But I would say, so this is episode 8 that I think they just did. So that's 8 hours of, for maybe an hour and a half, a really good TV.
Yeah.
Why am I still watching? I mean, I guess I'm committed. It's a lot like The Leftovers was. It's like, okay, I'm committed to the end of the season. And then when they said there's one more, it's like, okay, I'll stick with that. This just kind of has that feel to me. It has the potential to be really good, and it's just not.
I haven't watched a single episode yet. I've got it all recorded. I did the same thing with The Americans. I'm 2 episodes left from finishing The Americans. And I just prefer to binge watch. So I'm not going to watch any Westworld, because it's one thing with like Game of Thrones. You can't not hear talk about it.
Right. There's nothing you can do. You have to watch.
Sons of Anarchy was that way. Breaking Bad was that way. Those shows had gotten so popular that there was no way to avoid spoilers.
Well, and while Banshee might not have been as popular as those shows, all of us watched it, yeah. And we were going to talk about it. So, yeah.
But with Westworld, I've noticed that it's not like this. It's not a cultural phenomena.
No.
So I feel like I can just wait till the season wraps, and then I can just watch it all at once. Netflix has spoiled me. I want all television to be like Netflix.
Yeah, I'll be curious once you binge it if you have a different opinion. Because I think part of it is, now I actually saved up 3 episodes and watched them yesterday, hoping that would spur it a little bit. And it's like, no. And I've even got to the point where there's parts of the show I want to fast forward through. Where, okay, we've seen the horse riding in the desert. Okay, what's next? 832 says, Westworld is just a beautiful show at its core. It's more pleasing to watch than follow. I mean, yeah, it looks nice, but it's like a beautiful woman that's dumb. I mean, I want some plot. I want some acting. I want the thing to move forward, and it moves kind of slow. That's all. Yeah. And somebody says, you guys watching Animal Kingdom yet? I'm getting more tempted to watch that, because every time I see the commercials, and now that Dennis Leary's on it, I'm like, man, maybe I should give that a chance. So, somebody, 281 says, Westworld's terrible. It's honestly a show about nothing. I don't know about that, but I don't think it's terrible. I just don't think it's not capturing me. But he says, Arya Stark's Many-Faced God Chronicles would make the best spinoff.
No way.
Never.
I hate the Many-Faced God. I don't like that. I don't like that plot line. Yeah,
that was my least favorite plot line.
I don't understand it. Listen, maybe it's because I'm not like a sci-fi guy. Maybe I'm just like, God, this is so stupid. I don't understand what's going on with this thing. I never understood the reasoning behind it. And maybe there's going to be some master plan unveiled in this last season.
Well,
but it seems like they've gone away from that. Thank goodness. But I just never got the point.
Yeah, I didn't like that storyline. I've never liked the Iron Island storyline. I don't like any of the Greyjoys. I mean, it's just never been that interesting.
I only liked it when Theon was getting tortured. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and when they cut off his...
Yeah, when they cut off his dong.
His winky.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a fan of anything that happened in Dorne.
Yeah.
That was pretty boring. But you know, for the most part, you're going to get some of that in an 8-season series that was made out of what's going to eventually be 7 really long books. And the books had a lot more stuff that you'd say, I don't really like the storyline. One thing I will say about the TV show, and I know you're not going to hear me say this very often about a show's better than the books, but I firmly believe the show has been better than the books, because the books were just bogged down with lots of extra characters and lots of unnecessary.
And man, the show has a lot of characters. I mean, almost too many as it is. That's my biggest beef with Game of Thrones, is there's too many characters. And then my wife and you guys tell me there's more characters in the books. I'm like, I would hate those books.
Yeah, there's all kinds of storylines that they ejected from, which I'm glad. I think a lot of what they eliminated wasn't very interesting, but without knowing what the importance is of those characters to the final result, it's kind of hard to say. But I found that most of the ones they've gotten rid of just weren't that interesting. And Dustin is now caught up on the Many-Faced Fred, which became a joke because they kept finding people that I allegedly look like. So,
like who?
For some reason, they think I look like Jeff Bannister. We brought that up. I do not. I do not think I do.
Who else?
Well, Doug Marone, I get. And that's going to be my Halloween costume. And then there's the goofball actor that everybody always brings up from Ferris Bueller.
Oh, the principal of Ferris Bueller.
If you look at his mini face, he's got them all.
Jeffrey Jones.
He's got them all in there.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool what he put together, I have to admit.
You do look like Jeffrey Jones.
I don't have the pedo stash, though.
Well, that's because he's actually a pedo.
He actually is, yeah. That one I don't like just because of that.
Yeah.
I don't like being associated with a pedo.
You don't like being like the twin of a pedophile, a convicted pedophile?
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan of that. But
9 times he had sex with children. 9 times. Actually, I don't think he had sex with children. I think he like...
I thought he was like a child pornography guy.
I think he was like a... He convinced like young boys to pose for photos.
This is actually pretty clever what he put together here. Now that I notice it, it's like a whole bunch of my mugshots and Jeff Bannister and Doug Marrone and Pedo. And yeah, that's, I got to say, that's really clever, Dustin. Well done, sir. I mean, I have nothing I can say about that other than well played.
What do we have here, John?
I have to tell you all about Filter Easy. And AJ, you have a house and you have an air conditioner.
I do. I have both of those things.
And it's a pain in the ass to go get filters, isn't it?
My wife does that. I don't deal with that.
But see, most people...
I bet it would be a pain in the ass.
Most people don't even think about it, though. That's the problem. And then your air conditioner starts warming up and it's already 175 degrees out there. Well, guess what? Most people don't even know how often you're supposed to change them. It's recommended you change your home air filters every 1 to 3 months. And if you have pets, and guess who has pets, including a couple cats, that if anybody wants them, you're welcome to them. You should probably change your filters every month. And, guys, Filter Easy is set up where it's so convenient. It's a subscription service. And this is not just something that, hey, I might need this. You need filters. I mean, everybody needs air conditioned filters. But it's super practical. It's a no-brainer solution, and that's why I use them. And I got to tell you, it's so awesome. It just shows up right there at your house in the box. Boom, you put them up. And right when it's time to get new ones, here they are again. And I never have to think about it. And I like this. I like living a life where it's convenient and there's things that are important that I don't have to worry about. Filter Easy just takes that all off my shoulders. And guess what? Just for the Blitzers, you can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com. Or by calling 1-855-910-3279. That's 1-855-910-EASY. Make sure you use offer code FRED. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com. You get your first order free. That's FilterEasy.com. Or if you want to give them a call, 1-855-910-3279. That's 1-855-910-EASY. Make sure you use offer code FRED.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Mike Golic Jr.
We keep talking about the NFL being year-round and their offseason is incredible. The NBA offseason last year, and then again looking forward now to this year with LeBron, you know, where is LeBron going to go? They have been on fire, even if it's throwing shade. I don't care. We don't care. It's called content.
Well, you create interest because you create personalities, and you've got guys that are different. You've got guys that are doing all of these human things. Sports is always called a great soap opera, and you just get soap operas with more compelling characters with better backstories. We've got all these interpersonal beef between guys that have played together and are now playing against each other that can't seem to keep their names out of each other's mouths. It's all compelling theater, and it's a reminder of why this one league seemed to continue to be on an upward trajectory.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
All right, guys, it's Golfgate time. The savings never stop at Golfgate. Save more during the Jeep Celebration event going on now at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They're your savings headquarters. Monday through Friday, every Sunday, lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. You need a lift? You got it. For a limited time, you get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. How about that? Find savings all over the lot. How about a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195? And when you purchase any new Ram, you guessed it, free lift kit. Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry down to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab, must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we're back on the Blitz, and it's time for Beth, not to be confused with the Jew of the day.
Hello, hello, folks. It's Beth from Darling Way. Yeah, I don't know. I think some people might not like being called the Jew of the day, but I don't know. You know, I mean, you have to try really hard.
It means you're the number one of the day.
Yeah. I'm kind of okay. I really try hard not to get... You have to really be very direct and be trying to insult me, generally, to do it.
That's how I don't get insulted.
No. I'm proud of being Jewish and stuff, and I think it's fun, and I figure, again, if you can laugh about sexy stuff, you should be able to laugh about all sorts of
things. And Fred has Jewish children, so he's allowed to call you the Jew of the day.
I know. And I don't know his son, but I adore his daughter. She's pretty awesome, and she's going to be a fabulous success someday. And I'm going to be like, I knew her when.
Yeah, that's what you'll say about me, too.
Absolutely. I already do. Yes. I say, I know AJ.
That's right.
Yes. It's the best. Yes. Totally cool. All right. So it's Father's Day this weekend.
Yes.
Do y'all have special plans?
I'll be coaching baseball with my son.
Oh, okay.
And my dad's going to come to the game.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
That's very good. So, is there anything you want for Father's Day?
Yes.
Yeah. What do you want?
A new jiu-jitsu gi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a very romantic gift.
Right. I was going to say, is that all? If you don't get any sex on Father's Day, are you going to be bummed?
Yeah, I feel like that's a day when it should be automatic.
Yeah, but I'm kind of thinking so, right?
Yeah, but I don't consider that a gift. I consider that it's just like I don't make her have sex with me on Mother's Day. I feel like she should have to have sex with me on Father's Day. Like that's the way it works.
Okay, so it's such a, but that's an obligation, which, bothers me and stuff. But I don't think.
I kid, of course.
I know. I know you do a little bit, but people really do, right? Somehow or another, that's that. BMS, that boring married sex and stuff. So I just think I've started telling women, I think that men really do, right? We all want to be loved on special days, and this is Father's Days. And if it's not your father, but it's a father that you're in a romantic relationship with, I think that showing them love in the way that guy who also happens to be a father wants is kind of important. And so I had one woman who was telling me she was going to cook his favorite meal and she was going to do this and stuff. And I was like, okay. And is that really what he wants? Like, if he could have anything in the world, what would he want? She's like,
good bottle of whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
More than great, passionate sex.
Yeah. Cause I don't do those days as special. It's like, I mean, that should happen organically when it does. I don't want to plan it. Just give me a nice bottle of whiskey. I'm happy.
But see,
it's a little different cause my wife isn't the mother of my children either.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not about that. It's that if you want to show love and affection for a father that you are in a romantic relationship with, because, again, celebrating mothers or celebrating fathers or celebrating somebody's birthdays, whatever, it's that it's their kind of special day and we're respecting what they do in this world. But I think the idea that you don't, people say that all the time, they don't want to have to plan sex. But when you're single, we basically plan sex. We plan dates. You're not living with somebody, so you have to go out of your way to ask somebody out. And believe me, we talk about it all the time, right? I don't shave my legs all the time. And so if I've got a date...
No, you don't. I
know. You're Chewbacca over here.
but that's how I know. If I'm going on a date, then I definitely will.
Yeah, I loved you in Solo, by the way.
Thank you. I know you love me every single day, especially on Wednesdays when I'm here. But seriously, why was it okay when we planned dates then? And we might plan a special overnight. We'd plan weekends away. And we did that. And we knew that it was going to involve sex. So I don't think that it's really, I don't think it's that disingenuous or that far off to say in a living together or long-term relationship, whether it's marriage or not, that we also need to go out of our way to plan some sort of romance, which also includes sexual intimacy and sexual playtime and stuff. And so I think
I agree. It's just for me, it's a little different because it's, you know, my wife isn't the mother of my children, so she doesn't really have any, you know, Father's Day is not really special that any more than a Sunday would be. We do date nights other times, but it's just the day itself is no big deal.
Right. So it doesn't have to be. So, and that's fine. Again, I'm not so into obligation, but I like to celebrate and to have a party basically anytime there's an excuse. So I don't care if it's because the Astros win a game or because it's Father's Day or whatever.
Good news. Guess what game it is tonight for the Astros?
What?
69.
Really?
Good reason to celebrate.
There you go. See, right? Exactly. So celebrate that, right? Make it fun and different and exciting.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. But it just doesn't take that much. But I think that sometimes we show love the way that we want to actually get it, but we really should be showing love the way that somebody wants to receive it. So men out there that are listening and stuff, I want to encourage you guys to step up and actually ask for what you want. Ask for the love that you want. Give your partner some sort of idea. If you think a sexy striptease would be fun, if you think watching a movie and her giving you a back rub while you're both naked would be fun, I don't care. But if you actually start asking for it, then you're more likely to get it.
What about going out to a steak dinner?
Right. And wait, how about, steak and, and oral pleasure? That would be fine. What about if you want to go out for a steak dinner and you want her to maybe wear a skirt and no underwear? Right? Ask for that, right? There are all sorts of little things. Exactly. Wouldn't that make that steak taste even better and that keeps that little arousal?
So scandalous.
I know. Oh, I have a remote control insertable vibrating egg, too. At Darling Way. So here's the thing. I want people to ask for what they want because I think that's important. And then I want to encourage people to give what somebody else wants. If you love that person, I want you to show love the way they want. And frankly, you might be able to save 3 hours cooking a meal and just actually take a shower and shave your legs and have some sexy fun. And who knows, right? Ordering a bucket of chicken or barbecue if your guy's like AJ, right? Steak.
I had barbecue today.
Yeah, exactly. And that makes you happy. So there are lots of different ways we can do it. And so at Darling Way, and I know it's unconventional, and you don't have to spend a lot of money either. You don't have to do it, but you can do a different massage oil. You can, I don't know, anything. I've got a zillion ideas, so y'all can holler at me. And
well, go by and see Beth, ladies, because you know what? There's a lot of cool stuff you can get there for your guy for Father's Day that's going to make him feel cool.
Right.
And it's, you know, and even for people who aren't into, you know, more exotic stuff, she's got nice underwear. There's things that you might like.
Exactly. Right,
so that's my sales pitch for
see,
you.
See, I know. That's, no, that's and I appreciate it. And so what we're doing is we're doing a little spin wheel with some prizes and discounts and stuff for anybody to spin for Father's Day gifts and stuff. It starts tomorrow. It'll go through Sunday. Sunday, I am going to be at the shop because my team's going to go celebrate Father's Day. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be giving away free underwear while supplies last to fathers that come in. So you can come say hi to me. You can come get some free underwear. I can help you ask for what you want. I can help you figure out what kind of love you want. I can help you figure out ideas for how to do it. I can talk to the women, whatever it is. Come say hi. And seriously, I want lots of love on Father's Day. Real, real, real emotional, happy, sexy, passionate love for
and
everybody.
And physical love, right?
Well, in physical love, right.
You just said emotional. I mean,
emotional, physical, and sexual.
Okay.
Those are the three, intimacies. But yeah, so I brought just some examples because the fact is women, when we put on lingerie, then we feel sexier, even though guys might or might not care what we wear.
And that's a great present to get. That's a great present to get your guy, too, is to get something like that for you.
Exactly.
That he's going to like.
Right. And then take it off or put it on and feel all pretty or cook breakfast. Oh my goodness. So I've got this little robe and I'm showing, and it's so cool. We just got it in and it's just a sheer mesh robe, but it's got these
that looks
pearls
like a fishing
on.
Net.
It looks like a fishing net with little beads on. Okay. But it looks so pretty
well,
on
you're
and
going
it's
fishing,
sheer.
So.
Yeah. Right. Go fishing. But you could cook breakfast in that, bring in breakfast in bed in that, and then you might not actually leave bed. But that's very demure and feminine and very, if you want to put a black little lingerie or put a bra and knickers on underneath it, you certainly can. Then I brought something else with this I just think is so cool. So if you want to be a little bit more outrageous and a little bit bolder and a little bit stronger, more princess warrior, this little sort of a latex romper with some see-through mesh and a zipper and a really pretty racer
bag.
How come
you don't come in wearing that so we can see what it looks like when, you know, being modeled?
You know, I don't know. Usually because I'm racing and I'm crazy and because I'm not trying to turn you guys on.
You could bring another model in here.
I should bring another model in. I'll do that sometime.
Get that chick that was there at your shop when we did the show there.
Oh, right. Okay, I will.
What was her name?
I know what her name is.
Samantha.
That's it?
I remember.
Hi, Samantha, if she's listening. But okay, look how cute this is. So this is something that guys could actually buy for their partner. It's a pleather or something, but it's shiny. It's a bodysuit, but it's got a collar and a zipper in front. They could wear it under jeans and wear it out because you don't have to show anything inappropriate. But when they take off the jeans or take off the skirt, it's got a really nice, cute little zipper at the bottom for the crotch. So easy access.
They
can
keep it on.
The
problem with that zipper is, I mean, wouldn't that give problems to the guy?
No, you unzip it. No, it goes all the way around. No, it's going to be out of the way.
Let me see.
Yeah. You can examine it and show it.
Keith wants to know what time you'll be there. Someday.
I'm talking about once you go.
I'm
going
to be there
12
to 5. Oh, I think you can pull it apart.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Put some lube. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I don't want to. I know it sucks getting caught in my zipper. I don't want to get caught in someone else's.
I know. Oh, and this one. Okay, look. And women, I just got this. This is vintage. I forget what year, but I brought this really beautiful 1950s. It's a robe. It's silk. It's like purple and blues and red interior.
Kind of looks like a smoking jacket.
It looks like a smoking jacket, right? It's just, feel it though. It's so sexy and pretty.
Yeah, that would look good on me.
Yes. You want to try it on?
That's too small for me. I can tell.
Oh, but look, isn't that so pretty? So you could get your guy a robe and it's really, it just feels cool. You're going to feel cool there and sexy. And just put that on and watch a movie.
That would be cool to sit in my garage and smoke weed in.
You could and unzip and anyway, and everybody just wins because it's pretty. And again, women are turned on visually, and a guy puts this on and she's going to want to touch him because I'm stroking it now. And it's, I don't know what kind of pattern
stroking,
that is.
You're stroking the robe.
I'm stroking the robe. Yeah, right? It's so pretty.
To make sure that
feels
was clarified.
So good. It's just, anyway, it's beautiful. It kind of reminds me of Hugh Hefner, but a classy Hugh Hefner, not the gross kind of.
Dude, Hugh Hefner was classy.
Well, he was sometimes.
Got that pipe.
But yeah, well, this, right?
He hooked up with every bunny.
Four chicks at the same time.
Yeah, that was
But they were, like, all living in the same room. That's, like, that's too much.
Yeah, really.
It's one thing for, like, you know, 30 minutes, but.
Yeah, you want to ship him in if you're him. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a little bit weird, but I appreciate what he did. He started the conversation. He opened the door, and he started talking and making sex fun. And I don't know when we took fun out of sex, but we really did. And it just makes me so sad. I really think we're missing the boat. So I'm trying to bring it back. And I think if you were wearing
you're bringing
this
sexy
robe,
back. You know who else did that?
Who else?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Yeah, my wife got to see him in concert last week when she was in Orlando.
Yeah. Was he good?
She said she didn't really know any of the songs, but she was very entertaining.
Oh, that counts. That's good. And that's the thing. Whenever we talk about sex or we think about sexy things or we see pretty things or we want to touch things, all of those little sort of nerves and exciting, it gets us aroused whether we know it or not. It just basically turns us on in all sorts of different ways and turns our little pilot light up a little bit. So
the
more we talk
don't know how
and
to act.
Think, is that another song? No. I'm so out of it.
That's the same. It's lyrics to the same song.
Oh, see, I don't know. I know the song. Whips and Chains Excite Me.
Okay.
That
what
I
about
like.
Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Oh, I know. I don't know.
You've never heard that song?
I probably have. I just never remember.
How about Grindr Looking for Meat by Judas Priest?
I don't remember that. I know.
So who's on the show Saturday?
Milkshake. Okay. So Saturday, we are doing on Love and Laughter with Beth. We're kind of getting serious. We're talking about cheating, coping, catching, and continuing. Because there's so many people. And do you know that the highest rate of cheaters are 60-year-old plus men?
What?
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah, it's not the young people. It's the older you
get. I've got 7 more years of having to behave, and then I'm excused, right?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's like 30% or something of over 60-something.
What about
60-year-old women, too, by the way?
Oh, I was going to say.
60-year-old women, that rate goes up. It's because people get older, and they think, I don't want to like be dying without having passion in my life. So overall rates, 1 in 5 men cheat, and at least 1 to 2 out of every 10 women cheat. So it's a significant issue, but there are ways to get through it. There are ways to deal with it. And it is almost always not just one person, but it's an issue in the relationship. And so, but it can destroy trust. There's so much damage that can be done. So we're going to just kind of talk about that because I don't want it to be an automatic end for anybody, but it is important. And like I said, we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and this is kind of part of it. So, yeah. And but on the upside, because I like upsides, I'm doing a book signing at Brazos Bookstore on Thursday, June 28th, and I will be there at 7 p.m. It's over in the West University area, right? Yeah, it's just south, Bissonnette, I think, just south of 59, Brazos Bookstore. It's one of the coolest bookstores ever. It's a co-op because it was owned by one couple for years and years, and then they were going to close. They just couldn't run it anymore. And like 40 of their clients said, no, this bookstore can't go away. We need a local bookstore. So they all bought it together and stuff. And I am so excited. I'm really honored that they liked my book enough to allow it to be there. And I'm going to go, we'll do a reading, I'll do a signing. And folks, if for any reason, if you haven't made it to Darling Way or just whatever, come out and meet, because if you've ever done anything with us, you know, people will be there. We'll be talking about anything and everything. It'll be fun. There are cool people there. I'll be signing the books, and you can order them online first so that it's ready and everything when you go. So that's June 28th. And then the next night, I just love this. I go from a book signing at this really cool bookstore to doing the next his and her oral workshop, The Power of Pleasing, at Darling Way the next night. And for people, that was, it was a great class. We sold out last time. It's just so much fun. His and her couple, it's just the conversations, the feedback I've gotten, the stories I've gotten about what people are doing after the class and things that they never thought they'd do that they're exploring and role plays and this. And it's just, it's really been wonderful. So I promise you it'll be a date night that will not, it's just unique and different and stuff. So, and if you use the code, promo code date night at darlingway.com, you get $10 off. And I do suggest you register early because it will sell out.
And what are those two dates again, real quick?
That is, the book signing is Thursday, June 28th at Brazos Bookstore at 7 p.m. And his and her oral, The Power of Pleasing, is June 29th at Darling Way. And you can get that information at darlingway.com.
All right. That's Beth Liebling from Darling Way.
See me on Sunday, 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights.
All right. And listen to her show Saturday night.
Yes. Love and Laughter with Beth.
Guys, listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names. And one of those is your name. You try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, a certificate to send your kid to one of King Daddy Sports week-long tennis camps. You pick the week. Camp is open to kids age 5 to 16 and located at Memorial High School at Echo Lane and I-10. And hell yes, we're the show doing the giveaway. We should be. We're looking for a Terrell or Zach to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win the King Daddy Tennis Camp. Terrell or Zach or Zachary, first caller. Boom. You're tennising, or your kids are anyway.
All right. Let me tell you guys about Carbach, what they've got going on. Hop Delusion is coming back. The OG Hop Delusion is coming back in July, loaded with Mosaic and Simcoe hops. This is the Imperial IPA that put Carbach on the map for hopheads. It's an awesome beer. It's outstanding when it's fresh. One of my favorite beers that they do. So be on the lookout for that in July. They're going to have a hazy IPA called Fashionably Late come out in October. And, of course, they've got all the summer beers going on right now. Staycation, Tasty Waves, Love Street, Weekday Warrior, Session IPA. So they've got a bunch of great beers out and available right now. They've also got some new menu items at the restaurant, at the wonderful restaurant, the Hatch Chili Mac and Cheese, Smoked Chicken Salad, Barbecue Brisket Sandwich, and Beer Can Chicken. And you can get involved with the Weekend Warrior Run Club. Start your weekend a little early. A 3-ish mile run from the brewery starts at 6:30 p.m. One-time fee, $15 to join the club, which includes a dry fit t-shirt. You wear the shirt on the run, you get a free weekend warrior afterwards. And they've got the Music to Your Beer Wednesdays going now. Every Wednesday night from 7 to 9, multi-genre music nights, no cost to attend. Just go and have sit down, have a few beers in the beer garden and enjoy it. And then 4th of July at the brewery, they'll have the Wings of Freedom 5K at 7:30 a.m. And Nick Lee and the Texas Gentlemen perform the songs of Willie Nelson from 7 to 9. They'll have Carboctoberfest coming up pretty soon. They're booking talent now, so it's going to be a great time. The dates will be Thursday through Sunday, September 20th to October 7th. The bands are TBA, but it'll be a good time. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with all that and so much more. Pick up your favorite Carboc beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carboc. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah. Reckless behavior, a place that is so pure.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, guys, do you have a vehicle you're not using anymore? Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Could be a car, could be a motorcycle, could be a truck, could be an RV, could be a tractor, four-wheeler, anything. And maybe it's been sitting out in that garage or you've had it out back and you think, I'm going to fix it up and give it away, or I'm going to fix it up and trade it in or sell it or do something. And you know what? You never got around to it. Now it won't start. It's just sitting there. Maybe it's got some flood damage. Well, guess what? Donate it, because you can do a good thing and get rid of something you're not using anymore. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they can come and tow it free of charge. And here's what happens. Your vehicle is towed free of charge. They process all the paperwork, and it's tax deductible, so you'll be able to write it off on next year's taxes. And you don't want that thing hanging around all summer. Now is the time to get rid of it. Be the next blitzer to step up. And guess what? You'll get a $50 Visa gift card if you do so. All you have to do is give them a call at 713-225-4226. And that money, of course, goes to the Texans Can Academies, which is a school that takes in kids that have dropped out of other schools and gives them another chance. And they change lives, man. They do a great thing, and you can help simply by making the call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, guys, the World Cup actually starts tomorrow, right, John?
Does it really?
And guess what you can do at 7 o'clock?
Watch Team USA take on...
No, you can listen to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis right here on 97.5. As Glenn weighs in from Los Angeles, where he's going to be handling a lot of World Cup work.
L.A.
I like
see
that.
See what I did
LA,
there?
L.A. All right. Let's celebrate those who have passed on as we close the Wednesday show the way we always do with famous deaths. We start with 2017. Stephen First, American actor. You'll know him better as Flounder from Animal House. Diabetes complications at 63. Mm. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no, never mind. 2003, Gregory Peck, American actor. 87, that's a good run. 1959, George Reeves, Superman and Gone with the Wind, commits suicide by shooting himself in the head at 45.
That's not a good way to
go. No, that's terrible. All right, 2008, Tim Russert, American television. Boy, has it been 10 years since he died? 58 years old. 1849, James Knox Polk, 11th U.S. president. Pretty low on the presidential rankings, I might add. Dead in Nashville at the age of 53. 1801, Benedict Arnold, very famous Revolutionary War general. His body betrayed him at the age of 60. And in 323, Alexander the Great, 323 B.C., Alexander the Great, dies from either a fever or excessive wine at 32. Nobody really knows for sure. But then he died because there were No more worlds to conquer. 1946, John Logie Baird, Scottish inventor and father of the television, dies of a stroke at 57. I would have thought Baird, he would have been the founder of bread, but apparently not. All right. 2012. You know what? I didn't realize he was dead. Henry Hill died of a heart condition at 69. That's a good run for a rat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he is, right? Okay. And we have an animal in 1881. The Japanese giant salamander dies in a Dutch zoo at 55 years old.
That's a good run.
Oldest he's amphibian.
Getting, he's getting up around Fred age.
Yeah, that's older than me. You've got me beat by 2 years.
If you don't outlast that damn lizard, that's...
Yeah, I got to beat the... I have a target now. I'm going to beat the salamander. That does not sound good. That sounds like a euphemism.
Smack that salamander.
I'm
going to
smack
around
that salamander like crazy. I can't make a salamander noise because they don't make noise. All right,
that was a salamander noise.
Oh, okay. Your best death. 2016, Gordie Howe, dead at 88. One of my early sports influences, Gordie Howe. 2015, Dusty Rhodes, American professional wrestler, dead at 69.
American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
The Dream died.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was
good. You like that?
Yeah.
Casey Kasem.
Do you Casey Kasem? You got one?
And number one on the top 40 countdown this week, Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain.
Dead at 82. 2014, Chuck Noll, dead of natural causes, also at 82. 2004, Ray Charles, dead at 73. I'm not doing the didn't see it coming thing. 2002, John Gotti, dies of throat cancer at 61. 1979, take your hats off and put them over your heart for John Wayne.
Oh, that's a good one.
Green Beret and True Grit, that's what you're going to list on here as his movies?
I don't know. That's what they had it on there.
True Grit was probably what he was most known for, but man, Rio Bravo. I mean, there's so many. All right. Anyway, dead of cancer at 72. And here we go. We're going to play Guess How the Porn Star Died. 2005, Chloe Jones, dead from?
Complications from? No. I'm going to go murder.
Liver failure due to alcohol and drug abuse. That was next on your list, wasn't it?
No. I was going to go complications from AIDS.
Okay.
So I didn't see that.
Liver failure, I might have given you points for that. Not full credit, but some credit.
Yeah, I blew it.
Well, so did you. 1990, Megan Lee died from?
What year was that?
1990.
I'm going to go complications from AIDS.
Suicide by self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Because she found out she had AIDS.
Well, yeah, if there were anything to indicate that, I would give you points. But
that's not listed?
No. Have mercy on your soul. Where'd you know points? That's your deaths. So, a lot of suicides recently.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I'm not a fan of suicide. I'm only a fan of suicide if you're going to commit murder-suicide. Then I want you to skip the first step.
Yeah. And just do it.
Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm a fan of it. It's just if you're giving me an option between those two, then yeah. All right. So you got your Astros and your A's again tonight.
Yeah.
You staying up for that?
Oddly enough, you want to hear one of my answers to Ken Hoffman's questions?
Sure. You're still frantically typing those in, are you?
No, I finished it. Yeah, okay. I sent it off. But the one where he asked if it's work or not, I said, it isn't hard work, but it's work. I sometimes wish I could just go to bed early instead of watching the Astros play a late game in Oakland, but I've had jobs that were real work, and I have a healthy appreciation for being able to make a good living while sitting in air conditioning. So, yeah, I'll probably watch the stupid game.
Sometimes air conditioning.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I actually,
sporadic air conditioning.
The Gerrit Cole starts have become my favorite starts.
He's must watch, man.
He's really good.
Yeah. Well, I think he and Verlander both. You almost, if you're not tuning in for those every time, because you're going to, there's a good chance you see something special.
Yep.
Like one hit through eight innings or 15 strikeouts or something silly. And plus, they're just fun to watch, man. They're both pitching at a very high level right now. And
yep.
I think it's going to continue for a while with those two. So, yeah, I'll stay up as late as I can because I'm an old and I have to be up early tomorrow. So, you know, if he's out after seven, I might, and they're up by a bunch. As long as it's not 6-0 and Keuchel pitching, then I feel like I can probably call it a night. All right. That.
Number one.
With a bullet.
Number one on these charts. This one goes out to Teresa from Jong. Been a first great couple weeks of marriage. And I blame it on the rain.
Apparently we're going to get rain over the next few
days.
That's
what I hear.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Want to thank
whatever you do, don't put the blame on you.
Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. I did okay today. Want to thank Beth for joining us.
You've been worse.
Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.